Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Time for sport indeed. Time for Darren Frehill. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. What a weekend in the world of sport, to be honest with you. Just start on Friday and finish up late last night, very late last night for Rory McIlroy, who's going to have to actually head back out on course again today because the Players' Championship delayed because of storms and lightning there. So he and JJ Spawn will contest a three-hole playoff after both finished on 12 under par in those storm-delayed round four. So it'll be a playoff three-hole aggregate. It'll take place on the par 5 16th, the par 3 17th and the par 4 18th. That playoff will begin at 1 o'clock Irish time. McIlroy shot a 68, Spawn a 72, but you can hear now from Rory McIlroy, who's a little bit disappointed he didn't get the job done last night.
Yeah, it's been a long day. You know, got off to that great start and play was called. But, you know, once we got back out there, you know, made the perfect start again with a birdie on 12. And then, yeah, on the way in, I feel like I give myself chances to close the door and win this golf tournament. And I didn't quite do that. So, you know, going to have to do it the hard way and stay one more night and try to do it tomorrow.
You came out after the rain delay looking so focused. How did you manage to keep up that level of intensity throughout the rest of the round?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was I just tried to break it down into, you know, just play a really good six holes. You know, just go out there and give it your all and put all your energy into these six holes and hopefully that'll be good enough. It wasn't quite, but, you know, looking forward to my head hitting the pillow tonight and getting a good night's sleep.
And final question. You talk about so much about chasing legacy and history. What would a second Players' Championship mean to you tomorrow?
Yeah, it would mean an awful lot. There's not many multiple Players champions, and yeah, I mean, even, you know, Scotty's won the last 2 years, and, you know, I've, you know, spoken a lot about the fact how much I admire Scotty, and, you know, it'd be nice to get two like him, but two like Tiger as well, I guess. But yeah, you know, I have to put that out of my head, and as I said over there, just, you know, play three good holes in the morning and hopefully that's good enough.
Yeah, he didn't say it there, but we're all thinking if he won this such a big tournament, what a platform for the rest of the season and all those majors, the first of which is coming up very, very soon, the Masters. In boxing, the O'Rourke sisters both lost their finals at the World Boxing Championships, but they do secure silver medals in Serbia. What a wonderful achievement this is for both of them. They both lost to Russian fighters. It's the first time that sisters have reached two finals like this at a world level. And also, not only do they have the silver medals, they'll both get some prize money as well, €50,000 each, just under €50,000 each. More on that on Morning Ireland a little bit later on, just after the sport. In Gaelic games, Derry will play Division 2 football next season. They defeat to Mayo yesterday has cost them their place in top flight. Derry have picked up only 1 point in their six games so far. Tyrone give themselves a fighting chance of survival. They had a win away to Donegal. Donegal without many of their leading lights there. They are level on 5 points with Armagh, one round of games to go. Now, the Donegal manager Jim McGuinness has defended his decision to rest so many key players. Donegal will have to play the first round of the Ulster Championship the week after a potential league final, and he's also been telling Angelina Nugent that he feels the new rules make this season feel like his first again as he tries to bring in so many of the different variables together. First, though, he praised the players who got their chance yesterday.
The overwhelming thing would be very proud of them, because obviously there's a lot of fellas there that are wanting to get an opportunity and wanting to have a go at it and, you know, put their hand up for game time. But at the same time, you're conscious of the fact that they haven't been playing regularly, and it is a big step up, and you're going against a team like Tyrone that are playing week on week against big teams and getting their minutes up and their robustness up, if you like. So it was a big ask on the physical side of things, but on the football side of things, they really, really stuck at it. You know, they kept going to the very, very end, and they played a lot of good football there. Tyrone had us on the cosh at times as well, but some really big performances, and then some people around the edges that we would, you know, have our eye on that came up and done really well as well. And that's the objective of the exercise, is, you know, to what we wanted to do today was to try and boost the squad so we can get more people in a better place to put their hand up for the game down the line and against Derry in 3 weeks. And from that point of view, it was a successful day. Obviously we didn't win the game, but we did get an awful lot out of it.
Is managing that timing difficult, how quickly the championship comes in for the likes of yourselves and many other counties the week after a potential league final?
It is. And like, we obviously had the five games in a row as well, coming off the back of, you know, and so all of that. And I suppose the victories we had up to that point give us an opportunity to do this today, which was great. And it was a double-edged sword for us, because we were able to rest some players that really needed it. And we were also able to give fellas a chance and a start that that haven't had that opportunity up to this point. So I think all managers are in the same boat. They're trying to manage a lot of new load. It's much more intensive, and you can see that. And we picked up a couple of injuries today. Hopefully they're not too bad. I don't think they are, but you're trying to manage all that, and then obviously absorb the rules and get the team ready as well. So I always say, when you're in your first year, it's very, very chaotic, and you're trying to pull a lot of things together. This feels like year one again in many respects, because there's so many unknowns and new variables coming into the mix. But at the same time now, at least whether we agree with some of the rules or we don't, at least we know what they are, and we can go back now and we can actually start to absorb them and embed them into our training more, because we haven't really done that, to be fair. We focused on ourselves, and we focused on most of the things we were working on last year, and we tried then to build things slowly. We didn't go all in any of them, because we didn't know if they were going to be there or not. So it's tricky, because we're only 3 weeks away from Derry, and we're now actually going to be going to the training pits next week with a very clear idea. But we have been working on things, obviously, but not to the level, I suppose, that would have been required.
Jim McGuinness there with Angelina. In Division 2, Monaghan beat Meath. They need a point in their final game to secure promotion. Cavan overcame Roscommon to join them, and Meath on 8 points. All three counties still in with a chance to reach the league final. Cork beat Louth, so they eased their relegation worries there. Sligo got a much-needed win away to Antrim in Division 3. Offaly close to securing promotion with victory over Kildare. First time Offaly have actually beaten their near neighbours in a competitive match in 19 years, which is hard to believe. Newcastle beat Liverpool 2-1 in the final of the English League Cup, their first trophy since they won the European Fairs Cup in 1969, and first domestic trophy since their FA Cup victory 70 years ago. In the Premier League, Arsenal beat Chelsea 1-0 to move within 12 points of leaders Liverpool. Manchester United 3-0 winners away to Leicester City. Fulham 2-0 win against Tottenham. In Scotland, Rangers beat Celtic 3-2 to secure their first win at Celtic Park in almost 5 years. They still trail the leaders in the standings by a good distance, 13 points there in total. And finally, there was a controversial end to the West Cork rally yesterday. John Armstrong got the fastest time across the weekend stages, but he and his co-driver Shane Byrne were deemed to have got help getting from the race finish, the last stage, to Park Firma, which is against the rules. So the car was experiencing difficulties, so they got some help from other crews. The race was awarded to Keith Cronin and his co-driver, Mikey Galvin. That's your sport for now.